Head into the tube and you never quite know what you might find. The tube is its own world, with 12 million passengers passing through every day, and 3 million more expected during the Olympics. Trains run just minutes apart, sometimes at speeds approaching 100 kilometers an hour. The tube even has its own cultural corner. In recent years, the tube has undergone a $10 billion renovation, upgrading stations and large segments of its 400 kilometers of tracks. The official in charge of making sure it all runs smoothly during the Olympics, Mark Evers, says much of that work was focused on being ready for the game.
We've done everything that we possibly can do to ensure that we have a reliable system during the games, but things can happen. But what we've done is to make sure that we've got staff on hand to deal with those incidents as quickly as possible. If we did lose one of the lines serving the Olympic Park, say, you know, there are another 10 lines that we can send people on, so we're confident that we'll get people around.
The tube system is extensive, with 11 lines serving 270 stations, and it connects to dozens more lines of overground trains and intercity services. It can be confusing, particularly for people who've never been here before and don't speak English, like many Olympic visitors. Olympic Organizing Committee member Jonathan Edwards counsels planning, patience, and allowing extra time.
Nobody thinks this is going to be easy. Nobody thinks there aren't going to be challenges, but we're working very hard to minimize those. And of course, as always, we rely on the cooperation and the patience and goodwill of the public at large.
This train terminates at Stratford.
The Olympic Park is in Stratford in East London, site of one of the tube's most modern stations. It's a crossing point for five lines, and these days it's adorned with signs pointing fans to the games. Tube officials have done what they can with signs, technology, and staff training.
Westbound District 2 Circle, platform number one.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
But the renovations and technology can't solve all the problems.
Minor delays between Harrow on the Hill and Baker Street. This is due to a signal failure.
Minor delays are common, and there could well be a major breakdown or a flood or electrical failure, as happened in recent months. And all the preparation in the world won't guarantee that everyone makes their connections. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.